Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
It was a hard day, but it was a good day. It was a day that hundreds came to honor a man who died suddenly and too soon. In the midst of sorrow, there was celebration for what his life stood for on earth and for the life he now has in heaven. The thing is, it's difficult to let someone go. Even when we know heaven is close by, a dimension next to us, just a breath away. There's so much we don't know about heaven, but I do know it's remarkable and stunning. When I was in my early 20s, I had a friend in her 90s who explained stepping into the dimension of heaven was like being born again. It makes sense to me. I've been present at many births as well as deaths. Entering and leaving have many similarities, both mysterious and miraculous.
I can only imagine the moment I take my last breath on earth and step into heaven. I have no doubt that the first thing out of my mouth will be something like, "Are you kidding me? This is awesome." I'm sure I'll be blown away by leaving earth and entering heaven. Heaven is well worth considering. Colossians says, "Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven."
The reality is that heaven is just a breath away. I have learned to see my last breath as marking the moment I enter a new life beyond anything imagined. It's why I love the song by Mercy Me that says, "I can only imagine."
To think that we are not done, but have only begun when we die, that God has another realm for us to step into and to experience life beyond all that we can imagine is amazing. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Follow us on social media or check out our website at tablethink.com for more content.